Good morning, everyone.
And
welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our outdoor service. I think you all know that I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer and that we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I am so glad that you've joined us today in the park. It's so nice. It's October and it's beautiful weather, and so grateful that we're all here together. I'm going to begin our service today by reading our mission statement. So if you know that, I invite you to join me in saying it along with me. And if not, I just invite you to kind of take it in. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." And so that's what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are giving ourselves the opportunity to step back into that place within us that knows that, yes, indeed, the infinite presence is right where we are. That presence that expresses itself as love and as peace and as the truth of our own wholeness and our own power is always closer than our very breathing. That presence is that which we have come from, and actually that which we come as in this world. That we are here giving way to that presence. And as we give way to love and peace and wholeness and good, we're actually then participating in the outpicturing of spirit in this world in a greater way, and we are becoming a beneficial presence in the world. And so what that might look like is, once you come to recognize that power is inside of you, that peace is inside of you, and that love is inside of you, that then it doesn't really matter what's going on in the world out here. You can bring peace or love into the world. And as you do that, you become a beneficial and a healing presence in this world. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path and bringing your own good into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is good. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to come up and lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And so in the meantime, I invite you just to kind of settle into yourself, to that place within you of silence. The place within you that is not affected by the outside world, but that instead is your own divine beingness.
I invite you to join me in moving into your center of absolute wholeness. And here, in the quietness of my mind, I recognize and know the one life of spirit. It is always right where I am, and it is present here today as Living Beyond Limits. And as I move my mind and heart deeper into this indwelling good within, I see it manifesting all around me as joy and as beauty. The joy of being together, the beauty of being in this beautiful sanctuary of nature. And I am reminded of the good that is always present in the smiles that I give and in the ones that I receive and in the laughter that I hear. And I know from my inner joy that all is well in my world at this very moment, for I have been given the kingdom of good. And I realize that life is for me and that it is good. and in gratitude for the blessings I receive, I bless all here today and all people everywhere. I bless Reverend Jennifer and the words that she speaks that lift up our minds and hearts to a higher point of consciousness where we receive new ideas to live a more richer, fuller life. And I bless this world and everyone, and so it is. Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to see you all here today. My reading today is from the book called Unlimited Visibility by Stephanie Sorensen. And it's from a chapter called Godspeed. And Godspeed is an old English word that means God prosper. In order to grow in spiritual richness, we must understand our inseparable relationship to the Source and cease to look at the world as even capable of fulfilling our needs. What we genuinely require for self-expression and fulfillment can only be supplied by Spirit. When we let go of limiting thoughts, we move the junk out of the way so that we can experience the presence of abundant good, which already exists within us and is ready to express through us. Spirit gives us greater possibilities and happier conditions, which are founded upon the oneness of God. We don't need to ask God to give us things to make us happy. Spirit knows precisely what we require for full self-expression, because we were God's idea in the first place. We are rich by birth and a wellspring. We are rich by birth and a wellspring of joy that is forever bursting forth from the center of our soul and nourishing every area of our life. As we recognize our spiritual inheritance, this wealth of understanding takes form in our life. There is within us a still small voice of unlimited wisdom that is constantly revealing our pre-existing God-ordained good. We do well when we listen to this inner voice, for it tells us of a wonderful life, of love beyond our fondest dreams, and of freedom, which our soul craves. The purpose of the teachings of Science of Mind is to show us how to find ourselves in the abundance of good and its creation where we eternally exist. And so it is.
Thank you, Barbara.
And so when things feel like they have been turned upside down in our own personal life or in the world in general, what we really want is to have confidence that regardless of what's going on, that it's going to work for good. We want to be assured that what is happening is actually unfolding for our good and for the good of everyone. We want to be able to move through those experiences that feel challenging with a sense of faith and trust and confidence and peace. But when things happen, like we lose our job or the relationship that we've been in for a long time ends, or we get diagnosed with an illness, it can feel really difficult to maintain that sense of faith and confidence and trust. And when politics and politicians are making decisions that we feel are crazy and that we don't agree with, it can be hard to remember that everything is working for good. It can be difficult to maintain a sense of trust and confidence. It can be hard to maintain a sense of peace and equilibrium. When things aren't going as we think they should go, or as we want them to go, it can be really easy to get into fear. And when we are in that fear, we say things to ourselves like, what if things never work out? What if everything falls apart? What if I never get another job? What if I never find someone to love who loves me in return? What if I never get over this illness, but instead it just continues to get worse? What if these politicians destroy this country or our democracy or our way of life? Do you ever find yourself saying those things? When we get into fear like that, it can be really easy to feel helpless and to feel hopeless. And when we feel helpless and hopeless, what happens then is we get depressed. And when we feel depressed, then we lose all initiative to actually do something, to act in ways that take us to that greater good. It feels really easy then to just give up. Ernest Holmes, who's the founder of this philosophy, says, all things work for good. Even that which we call evil is salutary, which means helpful, useful, valuable, or constructive. Even that which we call evil is salutary, leading us to the way, the truth, and the life. And you know, that quote initially comes from 2 Corinthians, which is talking about the fact that we are indestructible. And Ernest Holmes is talking about leading us to the way and the truth and the life, that those things that we call evil actually are often leading us to the discovery of our own divine potential. It's requiring us to discover that and to awaken to our divine potential. And so what if everything really is leading to good? Do you know that Japanese philosophy and aesthetic called wabi-sabi? Wabi-sabi is like, for example, a vase would be cracked, and they would take that crack and fill it with gold. And once it's filled with gold, it's even more beautiful than the vase was initially. I have dishes at my house, dinner plates that are beautiful, and they're a light aqua color, and they're kind of wobbly. They're not really smooth. And the outside edge isn't perfectly round. And through that aqua glaze, you can see a little bit of brown peeking through. That's wabi-sabi. And so wabi-sabi is really about the fact that something isn't beautiful in spite of the cracks or the flaws, but it's actually beautiful with them. And so what if those things that we call flaws in our life and in the world, and in our culture, and in politics, are really an opportunity to create something greater? What if they're really an opportunity to create something more beautiful? Something more beautiful or greater than would have been created had those flaws or those cracks not been there in the first place? What if those flaws are really an invitation to us to make something better? Every Thursday night we have a Zoom call, and we do spiritual practice, and we answer some introspective questions and share with each other. And one of the questions that was asked on the call this week was, what one thing happened in your life that you initially called bad, but later discovered that it was really good, or that it was a blessing? And Sana Elliott, who is one of our members, said that she was working for social services when she was younger, doing intake. And she got transferred to another city, and she didn't want to go to that other city. But what happened out of that is it led her to the discovery of her life's work. And it led her to a new career, which was doing child care for preschool age children. She became the owner and the operator of 9 schools and has done that for 44 years. Pardon me. Marcia Works was on the call, and she said that she was forced into an early retirement after 34 years. And what happened is 4 months after that forced retirement, her dad was diagnosed for a second time with prostate cancer. And he had to be hospitalized because of complications, so she went to stay with him. And her intention was to stay with him for 2 weeks, which actually turned into the next 10 months, which were the last 10 months of his life. And during that time, they got to develop a very deep relationship and have lots of really wonderful conversations and have lots of really wonderful times. And she got to be there with him when he died. And she got to spend that last 10 months with him, developing that relationship and loving him and loving each other. Marianne Wood shared that a few years ago she was put into a nursing home because she had pneumonia, and ended up that it took her a long time to get over the pneumonia and to build her strength and her stamina back up. And she ended up staying in that nursing home for 2 years. She said when she arrived, nobody there talked to each other. People were just sitting by themselves. And she took it upon herself to meet every single person that was in there and to learn every person's name. And she said what happened is it opened her heart. And she loved those people. And it changed who she is in this life. I know when I got that call to ministry right beforehand, about 3 months beforehand, they had implemented a new rule that you had to get a bachelor's degree in order to go to ministerial school. And I didn't have any sort of a degree at all. And I was really disappointed, and this is just going to take forever. You know what? That is one of the best things that has ever happened to me in my entire life. Having to go back to college and get that bachelor's degree changed me. I learned so much about life and people, and it literally changed my life. And so each one of those things we named bad when it initially happened, but the truth is it ended up being a huge blessing to each one of us. And so the title of my talk today is Opportunity Calls. And what I'm talking about really is that everything is working for good, and that knowing the fact that everything is working for good gives us confidence, and it lifts us up, and it enables us to actually participate in that good that is seeking to unfold itself in this world, and that is seeking to unfold itself in our lives and in us, and change and unfold and grow who we are as spiritual beings and as human beings. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, who is a psychologist, says, there will always be times when you feel discouraged. I too have felt despair many times in my life, but I do not keep a chair for it. I will not entertain it. I will not allow it to eat from my plate. The reason is this. In my uttermost bones, I know something as you do. It is that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to earth and who you serve and who sent you here. The good words we say and the good deeds we do are not ours. They are the words and the deeds of the one who brought us here. Those challenges are always the opportunity to give way to something greater, which is seeking to emerge in this world. You know, there's a Zen saying that says the obstacle is the path. We are being invited to be a catalyst for creative expression. We are being invited to be a catalyst for wholeness and for power and for intelligence and for potential. We're being invited to be a catalyst for good and to create a world that works for everyone, and to stand in spirit, to stand in our spirit, and to stand in our spiritual principles. And just a little side note about that, I actually brought some papers that are on the table over here with the water and hand sanitizer that came out of home office that are Center for Spiritual Living's guiding principles and our vision, our global vision statement, to look at and refer to when you are voting. To ask yourself, are the choices that I'm making in alignment with those spiritual values that I stand for? So I invite you to take one of those with you today if you'd like to. Because we are being called, whatever the challenge is in our life, whatever it is that seems difficult, we are always being called to stand in our spirit. We are being called to express our spirit and our own divine potential and our own greater yet to be. We are being invited to be a conduit for love and for intelligence and for good to express itself in this world. Ernest Holmes says, "Let us seek the good and the true and believe in them with our whole heart. Even though every person we meet is filled with suffering and limitation appears on all sides. Let us seek the good and the true and believe in them with our whole heart. Remember that regardless of what is going on, regardless of what you see in the world or what's happening in your own life, that there is an infinite good at the center of that. There is an infinite good at the center of everything, at the center of your life, at the center of the changes that are happening, at the center of the thing that has you concerned. There's infinite good at the center of that. Know that this world is God expressing itself, and you are God expressing itself. Ernest Holmes says, "Our thought must never waver from the premise of the one power, which is an impersonal, infinite power for good." It's a power for good. So we are being invited to have faith that this too is creating greater good, because this too is filled with limitless potential. Clarissa Pinkola Estes also says, "One of the most calming and powerful actions you can take to intervene in a stormy world is to show up and show your soul." When there is a stressor in your life or in the world, you are being given an invitation to stand up and show your soul. So my invitation to you is to have faith in the good, to know that those things that we call imperfections are really the thing that are enabling something greater to be born within you and within this world. That those things that are stressors and imperfections are the things that are enabling the good to be born through each and every single one of us and through humanity as a collective. So show your soul and meditate until you can get past your fear, until you can find that place of quiet. Meditate until you get past your frustration or feeling like a victim, and listen within to the wisdom of your own spirit, the wisdom of your own soul, that divine presence that lives within you. And when you listen in that silence, ask that infinite knowingness within you, "What am I being called to do? What am I being called to do here?" And to ask the question, "What is my next step?" You know, I know, had Marcia, when her dad was sick, had she lost that career, she'd had a career for 34 years at the same thing where she was forced into that early retirement. Had she asked herself that question, what is mine to do, what am I being called to do, and what is my next step? I'm sure she would have heard the answer, spend time with your dad. Had she asked that question, I most assure you, and listen to the wisdom within her, she would not have heard, go find another job and worry about money. Because it's not our intellect, it's not what we think about, it's not what we've been trained, it's a wisdom that's beyond all of that inside of us. I know that when I was in ministerial school, I was sitting in meditation one day and asked myself those questions. What is mine to do? What is my next step to take? And the answer that I heard was, go to school. It was as clear and deep as could be, go to school. Well, that's exactly what I was doing. There was nothing else for me to do in that moment but to do what I was doing. It's the wisdom. My head had all kinds of other answers of what maybe I should be doing. That wisdom inside of you is different. And so listen within to your own soul. Listen within to your own inner guidance. Listen to the light within you and ask the questions. What am I to do? What is my next step? And then know that whatever it is that you are doing, that you are actually part of a bigger picture. The bigger picture of your life, the bigger picture of this world, the bigger picture of life unfolding itself as your life, and life unfolding itself as the collective life of humanity. That thing that you are being called to do is part of your own spiritual evolution and unfolding, and it is part of the spiritual evolution and the unfolding of humanity. What you are being called to do is part of the wabi-sabi. It's part of creating a greater beauty. And so when we listen to that wisdom and move from there, then we are moving everything in that direction of beauty and everything in that direction of greater good. And so again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for walking this spiritual path, for saying yes to the call of your own spirit and that divine presence within you to be bringing good into this world that benefits not just you, but everyone. Blessings to each and every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we turn our attention inward, where we sense and touch and recognize that there is something that is so much bigger than this material world that we are living in. We turn our attention to that invisible realm of the infinite, that infinite creativity, that infinite intelligence, that one boundless source from which everything has sprung forth, recognizing that it is infinite in its potentiality, that it is boundless as good, and that it is right here where we are, that it is unfolding itself as our lives and in our lives and through our lives, that it is unfolding itself right now through all people in this world. It is unfolding itself right now as absolute right decision and absolute right action, divine right action. Through each of us as we vote, through each of us as we read all of the propositions, that it is expressing itself right now within every single politician and every single decision maker throughout this country, that God is unfolding itself as the evolution and the upliftment and the good of this country. And so we lean into that infinite intelligence and that infinite wisdom and say yes to it as it speaks to our hearts and it speaks to our souls and it speaks to our own inner beingness. And so today and every day we walk in this light and as this light, bringing ever greater good into this world and knowing that right now each and every single one of us is being blessed. That peace is right where we are. That love is right where we are. And that good fills our lives. And for that, I am ever so grateful. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now throughout this world, because we have said yes, and in our faith and in our looking to it, it unfolds itself in the most miraculous of ways. And so I say thank you, God, for all of this and so much more. And I invite you, if you are in agreement with this, to join me in saying, and so it is. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering, I invite you to come and bring it forward. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so it is with gratitude that Living Beyond Limits receives this offering today, knowing that it is transmuted into ministry. And so I know that we have given out of gratitude and the fullness of heart and the fullness of spirit, and Living Beyond Limits receives in that same atmosphere and energy of gratitude, recognizing the fullness and the abundance of life. And so I bless this offering today. I bless this community, every person that is here. I bless all of those who are not here with us today. I bless this philosophy, and I bless Living Beyond Limits. And I invite you with me to actually send a blessing out into this entire world, to every home, to every heart, to every life, recognizing that all of this is the activity of the divine. And I say, and so it is. And so I just have a couple of invitations for you. One is, remember I told you those voter guides from Centers for Spiritual Living are on the table right there. We are having an outdoor service again here in 2 weeks, which is October 25th. So we invite you to be here. Invite your friends if they'd like to come. Tell your other friends from church who aren't here today in case they don't know. We are still doing ministry of prayer, so if you have a prayer request, we would love to support you in prayer. You can tell Barbara Conant, and she will send it out to the rest of the practitioners and me, and we will support you for the next 2 weeks in prayer. We have Thursday mornings coffee right here. If you want to join us, we're having a really good time. Oftentimes somebody brings something spiritually inspiring to read, but mostly it's really about heart connection and getting to spend some time together with people that we love and who are like-minded, and it's just delightful. So 10:30 right here, Thursday mornings. You bring your coffee, you bring a chair and a mask, and we just have a good time. Thursday evenings, we have a Zoom call going on. If you're on our email list, you'll be getting a link to that. We invite you to join us for that. It's rich and satisfying and fills us up. I can't even tell you how many times I'm busy running around. It's like, I don't want to do that tonight. I have never, ever gotten off of that Zoom call and not had my heart so open and so full. And every single time afterwards, I go and say to Colleen, oh my God, these are the most wonderful people. Every single time. It is so nice to get to spend that kind of time together. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Living Beyond Limits Center for Spiritual Living. It gives you a one click to get to watch the videos, and all the archives and the other videos are there if you want to. And lastly, I just want to thank you so much for your continued ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits while we are filming in my living room and while we are here, because it's allowing us to stay afloat. We have been continuing to pay our child care worker and our sound tech, who are 20-somethings and need that kind of support while they have not been able to do their regular jobs. And so I'm just so thrilled to see each and every one of you today. Thank you for joining us here. Look forward to talking with you, and we'll see you here again in 2 weeks.